Hmm? Ano je?
No.
This week is Parashas Vayechi and Shabbos Chazak. We complete the entire Sefer Bereishis, known as Sefer HaYoshar. And this Shabbos is the Shabbos that takes us into the 6 weeks of Shovavim, which begins next week. Vayechi is a Parsha Stuma, as the first Rashi in the Parsha talks about. The Rashi asks, why is this Parsha closed? Why is this a Parsha Stuma? It does not begin with the normal space that Parshios have in between each other. This is the only Parsha in the entire Chumash which is Sesuma, meaning it is closed, that it is connected to the previous Parsha. And Rashi gives two reasons. One is because when Yaakov was Nifter, the eyes and the heart of the Jewish people closed. Mitzaras HaShibud, which wasn't the physical Shibud, because that didn't start until after all the Shvatim passed away. It was the spiritual Shibud, spiritual bondage that begins when Yaakov passes away, and at the end of the Parsha, Yosef passes away. And Klal Yisrael went down a notch. They felt the the loss. They felt a tremendous spiritual a gap in spirituality, because before that they had Yaakov with them. Parshas Vayigash, Yaakov goes down to Mitzrayim, but at least Yaakov is with Klal Yisrael. They don't feel the Golus yet. Parshas Vayechi, they feel the Golus. And the second pshat that Rashi says is that Bikesh Legalos is Haketz V'Nistam Imenu. He wanted to reveal when the end will be, and it was concealed from him. The fact that it's a parasha stuma means it's a concealed parasha. This is the parasha in which the era of the Avos, and Yosef is also really part of the Avos. Yosef had the status of a roah. Yosef, I see many la'av as far as Taich in last week's parasha, that Yosef was considered like one of the Avos. He was not really one of the Shvatim. Yosef's children, Menashe and Ephraim, are part of the Shvatim. Yosef was elevated to the status of an Av, of a Rohan them, when he's one of the seven Royim. So in this parasha, Parshas Vayechi, there's the histalkus, the passing of Yaakov, and at the end of the parasha, Yosef, which plunges Klal Yisrael into further spiritual darkness. But on the other hand, Parshas Vayechi is the parasha of Giloy Haketz. The fact that Yaakov wants to reveal the end, here we have at the beginning of the parasha, and then in the middle again, Vayikra Yaakov el bono vayomer he'osfu va'agido lechem esha sheyikra eschem ba'acharus hayomim bikesh Yaakov legalos his haketz v'nestalka mimenu shechina. Either it means that he wanted to reveal the ketz over and over again. It wasn't just here, but it was at the beginning of the parasha, which means that it wasn't just one time. Yaakov was trying very hard to be Megala the Ketz Levonov. One time, Nistam Imenu. The next time, Nistalka Imenu Ruach HaKadosh. We know Maise Avos Simen Lebonim, and whatever the Avos did paved the path for the future. What is gained by that which Yaakov wants to reveal the end? Giloy HaKetz, which L'Chaira, that's frowned upon. We're not supposed to know the Ketz. Why would Yaakov want to reveal the Ketz? We also know that every parasha is connected to the parasha before. Every parasha, the beginning and the end, are connected. And in this case, also, the end of Vayechi, which is the end of Sefer Bereishis, is connected to the beginning of Sefer Bereishis. We complete an entire Sefer of Chumash, just like when we complete the entire Chumash, the minhag is to be makasher, the end of the Torah, with the beginning. There are who knows how many Perushim to be makasher, le'enei kol Yisrael, with Bereishis Bara Elokim. The same is with Vayechi. Vayechi, which is the end of Sefer HaYoshar, is connected to the beginning, to Bereishis Bara Elokim. How does Vayechi end? Vayechi ends with Yosef el Echov Anochi Meis. Yosef tells his brothers, I am going to die. Ve'loi kim pokoid yifkoid eschem. Hashem is going to remember you. The He'elo eschem, he's going to bring you up min ha'oretz hazois, from this land, which is Mitzrayim. El ha'oretz asher nishba la'avroham li'yitzchak u'li'yakov. Who is Yosef speaking to here? The pasuk says to his brothers. But we know his brothers did not go to Eretz Yisrael. They passed away in Mitzrayim. Their bodies were brought up to Eretz Yisrael. Perhaps that's what it means, according to some interpretations. But Yosef's brothers were not those who experienced the Vehevesi. They're not the ones who actually enter Eretz Yisrael. And then we find the next pasuk again. Vayashba Yosef has b'nei Yisrael. Yosef makes the children of Israel swear that Pokod Yivkod Elokim Eschem V'ha'alisem Esatz Moisayim Izeh. Hashem will remember you, and you shall bring my bones up from here. Which, al pi pshat, he made them swear that they will take his body out. Just like Yaakov makes Yosef swear at the beginning of the parasha, which is the connection between the beginning and the end, Yaakov makes Yosef swear that he take his body out right away. Yosef makes his children, or his brothers, swear that they take his body out when they go out of Mitzrayim. It wasn't right away, it was later when they went out of Mitzrayim. Why does it say Pokod Yivko twice, though? You have at the end of the parasha two times Yosef saying to his brothers or to Bnei Yisrael, Pokod Yivko Elokim Eschem, or the first time, Velo Kim Pokod Yivko Eschem. The first time it says, and he will bring you to Eretz Yisrael, Ve'elo Eschem in Ha'oretz, El Ha'oretz, Asher Nishpa La'Avraham Yitzchak U'Yaakov. The second time it says just, Pokod Yivko Elokim Eschem, Ve'alisem Esatz Moisai Mizeh. There's no mention of entering Eretz Yisrael. Reb Tzadik HaKohen writes in his Pre Tzadik, in this week's parasha, that Sefer Bereishis has 12 parashiyos. Vayechi is parasha number 12. And he connects that with the fact that Hashem created the world in 12. There are 12 boundaries of the universe, Yud Beis Gevulei Alachson, and there are 12 Shvatim, and there are 12 months in the year. And since Bereishis is Sefer HaYosher, the Torah itself is the blueprint of the world. But in the Torah itself, Sefer Bereishis is the blueprint of creation. So the first Sefer of Chumash is split into 12, corresponding to the 12 boundaries of the universe, the 12 Shvatim, and the 12 months. And perhaps we can expound on this, that Vayechi, which is the last Sefer, the last parasha of Sefer Bereishis, corresponds to the last door, to the door of Ikvus the Mashiach, the last generation, the final generation, the last generation of Golus, which is a door sosum. Like this parasha is a parasha stuma. It's a generation of concealment. We don't have what we had in the previous generations. Just like in this parasha, Klal Yisrael loses Yaakov and they lose Yosef. They don't have any more the leadership that they had before. Compared to today, they had tremendous leadership. They had the other Shvatim, but relatively speaking, no longer do they have the Avos. Yaakov, the last of the patriarchs, is buried in the Ma'aris HaMachpelah, and the Ma'aris HaMachpelah is now closed. It opened in Parshas Chayisara, and now it is closed, and all those that are to be buried there are buried there, and that's it. We don't have the Ovos, we don't have Yosef HaTzadik, it's a Parsha Stuma. The generation we are in now is a Dor Yosaim, bereft of all of the Gedolei Yisrael that we had in previous generations, lack of leadership. It's a Parsha Stuma, just like Vayechi is a Parsha Stuma, the generation we are in is a Dor Sosum. Vayechi, though, is connected to Vayigash. And in Vayigash, we read that Hashem told Yaakov on his way down to Mitzrayim, Al tira meirada Mitzrayim. Vayomer elokim liYisrael b'marais halayla. Hashem says to Yaakov in the visions of night, Al tira meirada Mitzrayim. Ki legoy godoy lasim chasham. Don't be afraid to go down to Golus, because that's where you will become a great nation. And this continues into Vayechi. This message that Hashem gives to Yaakov in Vayigash continues in Vayechi, because since Vayechi is a parasha stuma, it's connected to Vayigash. Vayigash is the first stage of Golus. Vayechi is the next stage of Golus. The Golus in Vayechi is much more difficult than the Golus in Vayigash, because there at least we have Yaakov. Here we don't. Throughout the Golus, throughout the history of the exile, there were many periods in history where we had tzaddikim that were Baalei Ruach HaKodesh, we had great visionaries, we had those who were able to illuminate the darkness for us. But at the end, at the Ekev, Mamish, right before the Geula is about to begin, we don't have it. Then there's no more Nevuah, there's no more Ruach HaKodesh, at least not the way it was. Just like in Teves, which Teves is always the time that we read Parshas Vayechi, in Teves, Nevuah came to an end. Teves is the month in which we lost our Nevuah, because that's the month in which, as we mentioned last week, Ezra passed away. Ezra's Yahrzeit was this past Shabbos, Tes Teves. He was the last Navi. And with his passing, Nevuah came to an end. Just like in this week's parasha, with the passing of Yaakov and Yosef, the era of the Ovos came to an end. So Teves is Vayechi. Teves is a month that's Sosum. That's why Yerushalayim was surrounded on Asara B'Teves. Yerushalayim was placed in a siege, meaning it was closed, just like Vayechi is a parasha stuma. And Nevuah came to an end. We have no more Nevuah. There's no more revelation. That's Teves. Teves corresponds to our generation, the Gedor of Ikvus of the Mashiach. Ekev, Ki Yodua, the Ekev, as it says in Ovis de Rabbi Nosson, the Ekev is the part of the body that is considered dead. It's called the Malach HaMavis Sheba Odom, the angel of death of a person. It's a dead part of the body. There's no feeling. That's why you can walk on your foot, doesn't hurt. The nerves are dead, there's no hargosha, and that's our generation. Our generation is considered a dead generation compared to the previous generations where they had hergeshim. Today's, our generation doesn't have the kind of hergeshim, the kind of feelings, the chushim, the senses that we had in the previous generations. We don't have the chush hara'iyah, the chush hashmiyah, or the chush hamishush that they had in previous generations, the chush hata'imah. They were able to see, they were able to hear, they were able to feel, they were able to taste and touch. We lack that today. Today we believe that there is such a thing, but we don't actually feel it and see it. Today, our door is a door of emunah. And in emunah, our door is the strongest, because our door requires the most emunah, because this is the time, the emunoscha ba'leilois, the generation we are in now is a dark, concealed nighttime, which is a time that requires emunah. We don't have the lahagid ba'boiker chazdech. We don't have the revelations of the morning, of the boiker. And that's why when Yaakov wants to reveal the end, and it's concealed from him, nistalka mimenu ruach hakodesh, and he says, as the Gemara says in Pesachim, that Yaakov asked, is there anyone here perhaps that doesn't fully believe? He was afraid. Shema nimsa psul bizari, just like Avraham had an Esav, had a Yishmael, and Yitzchak had an Esav. Is there anyone of my children that perhaps is undeserving for revelation? So at that moment, it says all of the Shvatim in unison cried out, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And that's when Yaakov says, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Eloi Lemvoi, which is why we say it after we say Shema. The reason why the Shechina leaves Yaakov is because when the Geula is about to take place, right before the Geula, there's Histalkus Hashchina. Yaakov sees the time right before the Geula. He sees the Holocaust. He sees the suicide bombings. He sees all the situations for Klal Yisrael, the Eretz Yisrael, and throughout the world. He sees all the tzaras of Klal Yisrael. He sees all those, all the chaylim. He sees all those who are in jail. He sees all the difficult, the parnassus situations. He sees all those who are losing their emunah. And the Shvatim cry out, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that throughout the most difficult periods in history, Jews always say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. On the way to the gas chambers, they said Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. In the gas chambers, they said Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. In the worst situations, this is what Yaakov sees. Yaakov sees what's going to happen right before the Ketz, which is what Yaakov wants to reveal. Yaakov wants to bring about the Geula. In Mitzrayim, Yaakov wants to bring about the Geula. We know that Yaakov was supposed to live 180 years, and 33 years are missing from his from the 180. Yaakov only lives 147, as the Pasuk says, Vayihi yemei Yaakov shnei chayov sheva shonim v'arboim u'ma'as shonim. There are different reasons that Chazal tell us why he lost those 33 years. 33, that's the number that is associated with Geula. Gal, Gal Einai, Lag Ba'omer, Gilui. There are the Lamed Beis Nesivais HaChochma. There are the 32 pathways of wisdom in this world. And then in the next, Mashiach will come and reveal the 33rd, the Lamed Gimel, which the Chassam Sofer says there's no Le'umazeh too. There is no, in Le'umazeh there's no such thing as 33. The Rambam, at the beginning of his, in his introduction to say the Taharos, so the Rambam says that there are 32 different Tumos, but there's no 33rd. Only in Kedusha there's a 33rd, there's a Lamed Gimel, there's a Gal. Yaakov wants to be Megala Vekates. Yaakov wants to bring about the Geula, which would have meant that Yaakov would live those 33 years. And if we look at the parsha of the Gilei HaKeitz, we will see there are 33 psukim in the parsha of Gilei HaKeitz. From Vayikra Yaakov El Bono, Vayomer He Osvu, till the last pasuk where it says, Vayichal Yaakov Letzavos Es Bonov, Vayesov Raglov El Hamita, Vayigva Vayosef El Amov, is pasuk Lamed Gimel, in this parsha of Gilei HaKeitz, where Yaakov benches all the Shvatim, some at least, he doesn't seem to be benching, but really he is benching all the Shvatim. And the parsha begins there with Yaakov telling his children, gather together and I will tell you what will occur to you, be'acharis hayomim, which is our day and age. Our day and age is the acharis hayomim. Vayechi is the acharis of all the parshias of Sefer Bereshis. In fact, this is the first time that the Torah ever uses the word acharis here in parshas Vayechi, because this parsha corresponds to the acharis, to the last generation, to our generation. And our generation, the generation of the last generation of Golus, will become the first generation of Geula. So the Acharis will become Reishis. Engo alti eschem Acharis k'Reishis. And that's why we connect Vayechi to Bereishis. Bereishis bara Elokim. In the beginning, Hashem created. What did Hashem create the world for? Hashem creates the world for the time of Yemais HaMashiach. That's the purpose. The whole goal of creation is Yemais HaMashiach. It's all leading up to that. That's why the world was created. Bereishis b'shvil Yisrael, b'shvil HaTorah shenikra as Reishis, which, when will that be? B'shleimus, when will Klal Yisrael be Mekayim, the Torah b'shleimus, k'mitzvah s'ritzaynecha, that will be in the time of the Geula. And that's the last psukim of Parashas Vayechi, and perhaps the two times Pakod Yifkod. Yosef is telling the brothers and his children and his descendants, that there will be two Pakod Yifkos. There will be the Pekida from Mitzrayim, and there will be the Pekida from Golis in general, which Mitzrayim is the Shoirish of all Goliyos. The Golis of Mitzrayim is the root of all the exiles, and the Geula from Mitzrayim is the Shoirish of all future Geulos, especially the Geula that we are anticipating imminently, even now, in Chodesh Teves. In Chodesh Teves, a Yid cries out, Yishuoscha Kivisi Hashem, which is a pasuk in this week's parasha. In Yishuoscha Kivisi Hashem is a pasuk that is said in Kriya Shema Sha'al Hamita. It is a pasuk that is said in Tfilas HaDerech, many have a minhag to say it. It is said Moitzoi Shabbos, in the pasukim that people say, all the pasukim that have only three words. It is a pasuk that is said in various circles in an Eis Tzara, We say Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem for Konach Saboris Hashem, which is the Unkelus. Where is this pasuk? Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem is in the bracha that Yaakov is giving Don. Don Yodin Amoy Ka'achat Shifte Yisrael. There Rashi tells us that this pasuk means that Shimshon, who is a descendant of Don, is equated to David HaMelech. David is from Yehuda. David is a descendant of Yehuda who was called Yehuda because of Hapa'am Ode Es Hashem, to praise Hashem. There was no one who praised Hashem more than David. David is referred to in Shmuel Beis as the Ne'im Zemirois Yisrael, the sweet singer of Israel. David is a descendant of Yehuda, which means Hapa'am Ode Es Hashem. Shimshon is a descendant of Don, and probably a descendant of Chushim ben Don, because Don only had one son, Alpi Pshat. Chushim was silent, Chushim was deaf, he was dumb, he was mute. Chushim couldn't talk, he couldn't praise Hashem. Teves is the month of concealment. It is a month in which we are silent. The man is Amercha Chavod Velo Yidom. Yidom is Begematria Don. Yidom means silent. A Jew should Velo Yidom. He should not be silent. Yidom is Begematria Don. Don is silent. In Teves, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, Ne'elamti Dumiya Hecheshesi Mitov. I can't talk. We can't talk. We can't sing. We can't praise Hashem. We're dumbfounded. We're silenced. We're like a rock. A domeim is a rock. A dome. That's Don. That's Chushim. Chushim ben Don. In Teves, the Yerushalayim is surrounded. Yerushalayim is the city of singing and praising Hashem. It's in Yerushalayim where a Jew expresses his thanks to Hashem. That's the city where we bring Bikurim. We go to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash, and we sing and praise Hashem there. That's where the Levim sang Shira every day. All the Shir HaMalos and the Mizmorei Tehillim that are said by David HaMelech were all said in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Makom HaMikdash, which is the place of Shira. In the Haftorah we read that David rules in Yerushalayim for 33 years. This week's Haftorah, the Pasuk says, David passes away just like Yaakov. In this Haftorah we read, Vayishkav David in Avoysa, Vayikove Be'er David, and he was a king for 40 years, 7 years in Chevron, Ubirushalayim Molach Shloishim V'Shalosh Shonim. In Yerushalayim he ruled 33 years. One of the reasons why Yaakov lost 33 years is because he complained. As the Balaturim and others bring down that in the Psukim in last week's parasha in Vayigash, when the Paro asks him, "How old are you?" and he says, "Me'at v'ro'im hoyu yemei shnei chayei, v'lo hisigu es yemei shnei chayei avosai." There are 33 words. So for every word of every complaint, he's complaining. He's saying, "I had a very difficult life. That's why I look so old. Me'at v'ro'im, and my life was not like my father and grandfather." He was complaining. So because he was complaining, and in that complaint, there are 33 words. He loses 33 years. How do we rectify that? By singing and praising Hashem. Singing and praising to Hashem, even for that which we don't see openly, that it is something to praise and thank Hashem for. That's why, as we mentioned, the combination of Hashem's name for Teves is the Shem Havaya of Teves is the last letters of LaHashem Iti Uneroi Memoshemoi, which means to sing and praise Hashem, even when you don't want to. V'yahakta es Hashem alekecha b'chol ma'odecha, as the Mishnah says in Brachas, b'chol mida u'mida, shehu moideg l'cha heve modelo b'ma'od ma'od. No matter what, whether a person feels like thanking and praising Hashem, or we don't, even for that which seems to be Atzara, a person has to thank Hashem, because everything be'emes is good. As we read in the parasha here, Yosef says to the brothers, "V'atem chashavtem olai ro'a, Elokim chashav l'tov." What you think is bad, Hashem counts it as good. Everything is really good. Elokim chashav l'tov. And that's what's going to bring Mashiach. What's going to bring Mashiach is when we sing and praise and thank Hashem for everything. That's why it says Chizkiyahu would have been Mashiach, but he wasn't, because he didn't sing and praise Hashem for the nace that happened with Sancheiriv. Elohim Chashav Aletoiva is Begematria Melech HaMashiach. When Mashiach comes, then we're going to realize that everything is good. Teves is really Toivais. Teves is really good. What happened in Teves? Teves is the month which is also destined, just like Tisha B'Av is Leidas Mashiach, and Tisha B'Av will be a Yom Tif, and Shavasa B'Tamuz will be a Yom Tif, Asara B'Tavis will be a Yom Tif. and the month of Teves, which now is the month in which the Aschalta, the Puranusa, the beginning of the punishment started, so too Teves will become the Aschalta, the Geula, the beginning of the Geula. As it says in Sefer, in Bas Ayin, and he brings it down from the Sefer HaKronayim, that Rosh Chodesh Teves is the yard site of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was Nifter on Rosh Chodesh Teves, which is on Chanukah, and he was also born on Chanukah, on Rosh Chodesh Teves. And he says the words, Tikover Beseva Toiva. Hashem promised Avraham he'll be buried in a ripe old age with only Nachas, because he doesn't see Esav going off the Derech. Esav goes off the Derech that day, and Yishmael does Tshuva. Tikover Beseva Toiva, says the Bas Ayin, Tikover B'Seva Toiva is Rosh Teves, Teves. The acronym of those three words is Teves. Seva Toiva is Begematria Ner Chanukah. Avraham Avinu illuminates Teves. Avraham Avinu was born Rosh Chodesh Teves. Rosh Chodesh includes the entire month. And Avraham Avinu is the first light. When the Pasuk says, Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or, at the beginning of creation, Vayehi Or, says the Medrash, that's Avraham Avinu. The Choshech, the Tohu Vavohu V'Choshech, are the 20 generations prior to Avraham Avinu, the 2,000 years prior to Avraham Avinu's arrival. And with Avraham Avinu, there's light. Just like we know that Chanukah is the Yehi Or is Chanukah, Avraham is Or, and Avraham is born and passes away on Rosh Chodesh Teves. As we descend into the darkness of Teves, we have Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu illuminates Teves. That was the day that Esav rebelled. That was the day that Esav went off the Derech, and that's why it says that Esav dominates in Teves. Esav has Shlita in Chodesh Teves, and so does Bavel. That's why Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Bavel, begins the siege in Chodesh Teves. Asara B'Teves. But in reality, right after that, we start preparing for Purim. We start preparing for Shovavim, which Shovavim always starts in Teves, continues in Shvat. These 2 months, Teves and Shvat, Teves, Shvat together, are the months of Shovavim. We read, and also in this parasha, but the last, in these 33 psukim that Yaakov is really trying to reveal the kates, and instead it says he's saying Dvarim Acherim. The emes, what a tzaddik wants to do, a tzaddik accomplishes. Yaakov did want to be Megal of the Kates. He is being Megal of the Kates. We just don't see it. He's saying other words, but these other words are really the Kates. The Kates is really in these psukim, in these 33 psukim. The bracha that he gives to Binyamin, which is the last of the Shvatim, is Baboke Yochal Ad. Binyamin is compared to a wolf. Baboke Yochal Ad Vilo Erev Yechalek Sholol. So Erev, Rashi says, he is referring to Nebuchadnezzar. In the time of Erev, when Klal Yisrael are exiled by Nebuchadnezzar, that's Asar B'Teves, that's Velo Erev. What comes after that? Yechalek Sholol. Even during the time of Erev, even in time of concealment, Yechalek Sholol, he will divide the spoils. Rashi says it refers to Mordechai v'Esther, Shehem mi Binyamin. Yechalku es Shlal Haman. The Gemara says that Mordechai is called Berosh, Tachas Hasirpa Diala Hadas. Tachas Hanatzutz Yala Berosh, Vesachas Hasirpa Diala Hadas, as we read in the Haftorah on Asara B'Teves. Berosh, which is a tree that gives off a pleasant fragrance. That's Mordechai is called Berosh. Esther is called Shachar, Ki Yodua. Lamanatzeach Al Ayelis Hashachar. Berosh is Begematria Shachar, and Yechalek Sholol is Begematria Berosh, and it's also Begematria Shachar. Yechalek Sholol, therefore, is referring to Mordechai and to Esther. In the time of Erev, in the time of Acharis, Purim happened during the period of the 70 years of Golus Babel towards the end, when the Choshech was when the concealment was very great, just like in our time. We were zeicher then to the Yom Tov of Purim, which is Yechalek Sholol, which came after Vilo Erev. After Asara B'Teves, we begin preparing for Purim. Asara B'Teves is when Bavel rose to power. On Purim, Bavel is destroyed. There's no more Bavel. Vashti is the last remnant of Bavel, and at the beginning of the Gemara Megillah, where it talks about all the introductions to Purim, it says that the introduction to Purim was V'hichrati leBavel Shem, a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, where Hashem says, I'm going to wipe out any name left for Bavel, and the last remnant of Bavel was Vashti HaMalka, V'lo Erev Yechalek Shaul is B'gematria Vashti HaMalka. Vashti HaMalka is the last of the monarchy of Bavel. That's where Nebuchadnezzar has his Ma'apala. The Ma'apala of Nebuchadnezzar is complete prior to the Nes of Purim, when Vashti is killed. And Esther takes her place. Shachar, Esther takes her place, and the Nes of Purim begins. And even though there are about 2 months to Purim, tonight is Yud Gimel Teves, so basically 2 months to go till Purim. And normally we say you have 30 days before a Yom Tov, it's 60 days now. But already in the parasha, the Torah is hinting to us, after Chanukah, after Asara B'Teves, we start getting ready for Purim. And in the middle there's Shoivivim. V'lo Erev Yechalek Sholol. Sholol is B'gematria Shoivivim. Shoivivim, these 6 weeks of Shovavim, where Yid is Misakein, all the Pegamim, and these 6 weeks, the Svarim say, are like Ne'ila on Yom Kippur. It's a Gevaldik Chesed that Hashem gives us for 6 weeks, that a person can experience for 6 weeks what we experience during the hour of Ne'ila on Yom Kippur. We have 6 weeks to experience that. Something which was given to the latter generations, the generations of Erev, the generation of Acharis, which is our generation, is Zoyche to be Mekasher with Yaakov and Yosef. We know that it says, Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. The last Pasuk of the 33 Pesukim of the Giloy HaKetz, which is the 33 Pesukim here in Parashas Vayechi, where Yaakov wants to be Megalad HaKetz, is Vayigva Vayeosef El Amov. Yaakov expires, as they translate Vayigva. Rashi says here, it doesn't say Misa. The Amr Azal Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. In the Gemara in Tainus, Rashi says, literally he did not die. Physically he did not die, whatever that means. Most Mefarshim, of course, explain it that it's Beruchnius, which, if that's the case, all Tzadikim don't die B'chlal. Tzadik, as it says in Zohar, a Tzadik after he passes away from this world is more in this world than he ever is. Tzadik Despater, Shtakach B'chai Alma, B'chulu Alma, Yatar B'chayah, even more than when he's alive. But by Yaakov, there's a special mention. We know Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis, is MS Liyakov, is the Isis Loi Meis, Yaakov Loi Meis. Meaning, a Yid can always be Makasher himself with the Midah of Yaakov, especially during these 2 months of Teves and Shvat, when we have Shoivavim. Teves Shvat is B'gematria Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. These 2 months. The darkest times of the year, when the nights are the longest, the concealment is the greatest, and we don't, physically, we don't see Yaakov, we don't have him. Chazal say, Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. Yaakov Avinu is with us. Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem. Yaakov cries out these words of Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem in the bracha of Don Dafka. So getting back to that. Don is being compared to Yehuda. Don Yodin Amo Ka'achat Shifta Yisrael. Shimshon is compared to David. L'cho'er, what's the comparison? David comes from Yehuda. Yehuda is the one who praises Hashem. Shimshon comes from Hushim, who is silent, who doesn't say anything. What does Shimshon say? Lishuascha kivisi Hashem. What is Lishuascha kivisi Hashem referring to, as Rashi tells us here? When Shimshon was at his last wits, when it was at the end, when it seemed that it was all over, and he was blinded, he had nothing left. Shimshon was blind in both eyes, and he was made into a mockery in front of the Plishtim by Yanakru es Einov. That's when Shimshon says, Choskenina, give me one last Zochreinina, Choskenina, Achapam. That's what Yaakov is referring to, Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem. There are two parts to Tefillah. There's praising Hashem, and there's asking Hashem. David praised Hashem. Shimshon begs of Hashem. Shimshon begs that when things look very bad, when it looks like there's no hope, Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem. Our generation is the generation of Don. Our generation is the generation of Shimshon. Shimshon is blinded. He doesn't see anything. We don't see anything either. The only thing we have is Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem. The last Mishnah in Saita referring to the door of Ikvah said the Mashiach, it ends off, Ein Lanu Lihi Sho'ein Ela Alavinu Shebashamayim. That when we come to the realization that we can't rely on anyone for help. Not the Israeli government, not the United States government, not Homeland Security, who seem to really prove their ineptness recently. There's no one to rely on except Hashem. When we realize that, that's when Hashem is going to help us. Lishu'ascha ki visi Hashem, to your Yeshua and your Yeshua only. There's no one else who's going to help us. Yaakov sees that. Yaakov thinks Shimshon is Mashiach, and that Shimshon can't be Mashiach. Shimshon is killed. He can't be Mashiach. So, Lishu'ascha ki visi Hashem. Yaakov cries out to the Yeshua of Hashem. Yaakov sees the tzaras that are going to take place at the end of time, which at the end of time is the time in which Shevet Dan, which is our generation. Our generation is the generation of Shevet Dan, of Teves. And then a Yid cries out, Lishu'ascha ki visi Hashem. The Koshnitz Magid writes that the Shem Havaya, Yudkei Vavkei, is not mentioned at all in Parshas Vayeshev or in Miketz until this pasuk over here, Lishu'ascha ki visi Hashem. It doesn't say it in Vayeshev or Miketz, says the Avodas Yisrael, because those are the parashios of Golos. Golos Mitzrayim begins there. Yet in Vayechi, it does say it, and where does it say it? In the bracha that Yaakov gives Don, of all places. Lishu'ascha ki visi Havaya. Yudkei Vavkei is dafka over here. That a Yid is Mekave, Kave El Hashem. A Yid hopes and is Mitzapel Yeshua's Hashem. Yeshua's Hashem Keheravayim, which is our time. Our time is the time of Lishu'ascha ki visi Hashem. We mentioned last week what the Shalosh says, Ki b'makli avarti es hayardein, that Ki b'makli is Rosh HaTevah's Micha Mocha b'Elam Hashem, and Lishu'ascha ki visi Hashem. So Micha Mocha b'Elam Hashem, that's Maccabi, that's Hanukkah. Then after that, we enter the period of Lishu'ascha ki visi Hashem, which is the time we're in now, which is after Hanukkah, after Asara b'Tevah's, where we have Lishu'ascha ki visi Hashem, and Ki b'makli avarti es hayardein hazeh. Yardein is Yorad Don, Yardein, which the Yardein originates in the portion of land of Don, that's Teves. Teves is the Yardein of time, which was very difficult to cross. Ki b'makli avarti es hayardein hazeh. With the koyach of Chanukah and the koyach of Lishu'ascha ki visi Hashem, we are able to cross the Yardein. Incidentally, the Alkid Ruveni brings down that the stick of Yaakov had in it a container which contained oil, and he says that was the Pach Shemen. That's where Yaakov got oil to pour on the Mizbeach and Parshas Vayetze and the Parshas Vayishlach. So the Makel of Yaakov was the Nes of Chanukah, was the Shemen. In the Makel was Shemen, and in the Koyach of that Shemen, Yaakov was able to cross the Yarden and beg Hashem, Hatzilein miyad Ochi miyad Esav, Ki Yorei Anoichi Oisei, as we mentioned last week, Ki Yorei Anoichi Oisei is Begematria Chodesh Teves. Yaakov was afraid of Teves, the Bemarais Halayla, which are Begematria Chodesh Teves, those two words, Bemarais Halayla. And there Hashem tells Yaakov not to be afraid of the Laila, not to be afraid of Teves, which is under the domain of Esav. And even a Dunite, even a Pasha Techushim, can override Esav. Hushim ben Dun is the one who kills Esav. Even someone who can't talk, even someone who can't see. Shimshon, in the predicament that he was in, where he couldn't see at all, and he had no strength left, but after he cried out, Choskenina, Zochreina, Choskenina, Achapam, Lishu'ascha ki visi Hashem, he crushed the pillars and killed more people, it says, in that episode than he did throughout his entire career. And Shimshon was the one who began the Geula, who Yochel Lehoshia Es Yisrael, the Pasuk says. He began the Geula process. Which is a remez, again, that the concept of Aschalta, the beginning, which Teves is the month in which we experience the Aschalta, the Puranusa, should also be the month in which we should experience the Aschalta, the Geula. Lishu'ascha ki visi Hashem is dafke in Parshas Vayechi. In Parshas Vayechi, when it looks like all hope is gone, there's no Yaakov, there's no Yosef, it's a Parshas Tuma. That's where the Ketz is. The Gilui HaKetz is in Parshas Tuma, in the last of the 12 Parshas of Sefer Bereishis, which corresponds to Ikvus of the Mashiach, to our generation. That's where the Ketz is. When we come to the realization of Lishu'ascha ki visi Hashem, that's when the Yeshua will come. And that's why Mashiach is mentioned for the first time in Chumash in Parshas Vayechi, where it says, Lo Yosur Shevet mi Yehuda u'mechoykek mi bein raglov ad ki Yovo Shilo. Shilo is Mashiach. Yovo Shilo is Begematria Mashiach. So Shilo is Mashiach, in the Acharis, in the parasha of Acharis, in the last parasha, in the parasha of Stuma, which ends with Geula as well, Yosef is saying, Veiloi kim pakaid yivkaid eschem. Why does it say with a vav? Veiloi kim. We have a rule. Whenever it says Hashem, it's Vahashem, it's Hu'u Beis Dinoi. Veiloi kim means that al pi din, the Midas Hadin will proclaim that the Geula has to come. Pakaid yivkaid elokim eschem. Just like at the beginning of the Sefer, it says, Bereishis bara Eloi kim. That Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world. All of Machshav liberates us. So Olam Midas Hadin, but he saw that the world would not exist. So Shitayf Imay Midas Harachamim, meaning that whatever was Olam Machshav Tchila, which is Midas Hadin, that's the way it's going to be in the future. La'asid Lava, if the Mashiach comes, the world will be conducted al pi Midas Hadin. The halacha will be like Beis Shammai. That's why it doesn't say over here Hashem Pakoid Yivkoid Veiloi Kim Pakoid Yivkoid Eschem. That's the geula that we're waiting for, which will be not only to take us out of Mitzrayim, but to bring us to Eretz Yisrael, which that generation did not experience. They were not zoichet to that. They died in the Midbar. And the next pakoid yivkod is even those that will be in the Midbar, pakoid yivkod elakim eschem v'ha'alisem esatz moysay mizeh. The Yidden took the bones of Yosef with them wherever they went, as we're going to see in Parshas B'shalach, v'yikach moyshes atzmos Yosef imay. Whereas the parasha ends here, Vayisem Bo'orayim B'Mitzrayim. Yosef was not buried in the ground; he was placed in a coffin. Vayisem Bo'orayim B'Mitzrayim. The Baal HaTurim brings down, and others so that they should know where he is. They purposely did not bury him. The Mitzrayim put him in the Nile River, according to some midrashim. But Yosef was with them, unlike Yaakov, who said Al Na Tik Bereini B'Mitzrayim, as we read at the beginning of Vayechi, because Yaakov could not be in Mitzrayim. Yaakov is Emes. Emes could not tolerate the sheker of Mitzrayim. Yaakov cannot be buried in Mitzrayim, so Yaakov had to be immediately removed from Mitzrayim. Yosef, on the other hand, was in Mitzrayim with Klal Yisrael and enabled us. We were able to endure the galus of Mitzrayim because we had Yosef with us. And this Midah of Yosef, which is the Midah that we work on during these upcoming weeks, during the 6 weeks of Shavuot, which begin right after this Shabbos, after Vayechi, when we start Shemais Va'era Boy B'Shalach Yisroi Mishpatim, which the main emphasis is Shmiras HaBris, which is both Shmiras HaLoshain and Shmiras HaMo'or, which is how many Psukim Pashas Vayechi has, Pei Hei, which is B'Gematria Mila. So there's Shmiras HaPeh, Shmiras HaLoshein, and then there's Shmiras HaBris, which is also Begematria Peh, Peh Begematria Mila. Sim No Yodcha Tachas Yerechi, as the Baal HaTurim says, No Yodcha is Begematria Mila. The beginning of the parasha. Vayechi is the parasha that prepares us for Shoivavim. That's the Giloy HaKeitz. All the Svarim say that Shoivavim is, it's known that as we get closer and closer to the Geula, we see today, it's Nisparsim all over the world, Shiurim given during these weeks. It's more publicized now than it ever was. Shavuavim is the hachana, is the tikkun, and the preparation for Yemei HaMashiach, and also the preparation for the Yemei HaPurim. We should be zoichetak. It's called chazak that we should be neschazek at this time. And despite that, it's a parasha stuma. It's Shabbos chazak in a time of sesima, in a time of concealment. We need chizuk. We need to be Vayischazek Yisrael, as it says here in the parasha. Vayischazek Yisrael, Vayeshev al Amita, Shabbos Chazak. We should be Nischazek. That we are in Parshas Vayechi now, and immediately comes Shemois, which is the Sefer HaGeula. And between Vayechi and Shemois, there is a space. There is relief. The parasha starts off where there is no relief. The parasha starts off Sosasim, but it ends with a Revacha, Revach VeHatzala, Yamei LaYehuda Mimakam Acher. We should be zeichet to utilize the days of Shavuavim and prepare ourselves for the Yemei HaPurim and for Pesach and for the Geula, which we should experience immediately in our time.